Hi there, and welcome to All the News. This is with me, Ollie, Ross, and Tom.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey.
And we're basically doing this podcast just to give you all the news of the week and of the day, of course, and to talk about some hilarious news, some factual news. Factual news, that's retarded. Yeah, by the way, this will have an explicit label, so we can swear.
Fuck!
Brilliant. Right, anyway, to get to it, let's go straight to the actual news reports of the day. And let's start with German railways try to test anti-graffiti drones.
I'm sorry, what?
Small surveillance drones.
I didn't really understand that one.
All right, anti-graffiti
drones.
Yeah,
German National Railway Company, yeah, plans to test small drones to reduce the amount of graffiti being sprayed on its property.
I think that's a really smart idea.
Wow. That's quite clever, yeah.
It's a bit extreme.
A drone?
Yeah,
let's just bring a drone out. That'll scare him away from graffitiing.
Oh, yeah,
scare me. If I saw a couple of holes drone, in I've them, seen yeah. way too so many sci-fi movies not to be scared of that. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, it's not got like the drone they use in Afghanistan or anywhere like that. It's just a drone with a camera on it.
Oh, so does it just shout at them?
No, it
just
takes fire.
Imagine it just yelling at people, "You get off the wall!
Stop fucking
really
with the wall!"
Oh no, it's gonna yell because it's in Germany, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's gonna yell at them in German, which already sounds incredibly angry as an accent.
They dress them up as Adolf Hitler.
Right, we've got a lot to get through, so let's go straight to the next one. All right,
go on.
Russian arms to deter foreign intervention in Syria.
I'm sorry.
So Russian are going to interfere in Syria to deter foreign intervention from such as the West, like us.
No. Oh.
To be fair, I'm surprised we're even in there currently or getting involved. Just leave it.
Yeah,
alone.
We're already involved in so many at the moment that.
So Russia says it will go ahead with deliveries of the S-300 anti-aircraft. Why can't I say anti today? Anti-aircraft missiles to Syria, and that's the arms will help deter foreign intervention. And it's like a.
What if we send ships? Like boats?
No, we'll just send those German
then,
drones
they?
Over.
They're bloody screwed then, aren't they? All they got is anti-aircraft.
Send those German
drones. To be
fair,
that's all they are sending
in.
Yeah, but we're not really moving it, are we? We just send. Well, we don't really. It's more the Americans just send aircrafts over. Overhead.
Yeah. That's the Americans for you, anyway.
Yeah, that is the Americans for you. Americans. Sorry if you're American listening.
Brilliant people.
Yeah, amazing. Going on to a lighter news story. The first gay couple wedding in France happened.
Oh, no.
Are you being suddenly very homophobic?
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Shit. Not again.
No, not good.
Did you want to be the first
homophobic?
One?
Homophobic?
Yeah, were you?
No. Shut up.
So two men have become the first gay couple to wed in France just days after the president, whatever his name is, signed the same-sex marriage bill.
Yeah, I'm staying out of this conversation.
You're actually a homophobe.
I'm sorry if I support the BNP.
Oh, that's... God, you shouldn't have said that now. If anyone does listen to this, you're fucked.
That's all right.
You don't actually
right.
support the BNP, though, right?
No, I don't.
All right, good. Just clarifying that out there.
EDL. I'm joking.
Public
no
service
EDL here.
Ross does not support the BNP.
No, I support BNP Paribas. Ah, that's a different thing.
Paribas.
I don't even know what that is. Help me out here.
I don't even know. But what was it? The same-sex marriage.
I think we should move on to the next story before we waffle too much.
All right, here we go. A bit more light news. 10 things we didn't know about last week. All right, so 10 things that have just happened. So French had the French had no official word for French kissing until now. And I'm going to say it, bro. It's going to come out wrong. Galocha.
Oh God, that just.
Galocha is now the new word for French kissing.
Galocha.
Oh, Ross, you'll like this one. Ross will like this one. XXXXL size has been introduced for the first time in a men's department store in Debenhams.
Fucking hell.
Is it because too many? I should probably not get too.
You shouldn't probably not say too many Americans. Oh fuck.
Yeah. Right, there's a secret rotating button underneath pedestrians' push button boxes, so blind people know when to cross.
Yeah, I first became aware of that quite some time ago.
I missed that one. What was it?
You didn't know about that? No, did you not know about that? Tom, you didn't like. You didn't know that underneath all the pedestrian boxes.
I missed that.
No, the no. When you go to cross the road, you got to press the button to get the green man.
Yeah.
If you put your hand underneath, there's like this little spinny thing, and it starts spinning to let blind people know when they can cross the road.
Oh, that's so cool! But what if there's more than one? Like, are they just gonna be touching hands?
They hold hands. They hold hands. And they all, you know,
tap each other on the shoulder for like.
All you gotta do is you gotta make sure like a line of them are holding it.
Actually, yeah, how does that work? Does one person have to touch it and then he's like, it's my turn now?
No. They hold each other's hands. But what you got to do is you got to make sure that you got to twist it yourself so they cross the road. And...
All right, anyway. At least one in 13 of us have feet that are specially adapted for climbing trees.
I can't climb trees. No, I've tried screwed. Once and it didn't end well. So
I'm not climbing trees.
Now I have a phobia of climbing trees.
Why are we talking
about that? I tried and got stuck between two branches by my arms. And I was dangling by my shoulders. I was dangling by my shoulders. It was a really unpleasant situation. No, but I was like... It was a really tall tree. It was an oak tree. Come on now. It was really high up.
Anyway, going to some scientific news and carrying on. Number 5 is a new atom clock. Has been developed, which is the most accurate clock ever. It uses something on that lines, atoms and lasers to precisely define a second.
Look at that. Wow.
That's
something I don't care about.
Wow.
I really don't give a shit. Like,
wow, my clock is more precise to the second. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's, I'm...
Sometimes.
Science
right, number
shit.
6 is time doesn't fly when you're having fun. We just remember a lot more detail than if we were doing something normally.
I don't even understand why that's...
Another thing,
these are getting worse. They started off on high and they're just getting worse.
They are just getting worse.
Right, number 7. Shrimp, tuna and salmon account for more than half of the fish consumed in the United States.
Half
fat bastards. Oh, God.
I think you should go on to the next one.
So many Americans not going to be happy with this podcast. No, we do like Americans, don't worry. I've been to America quite a few times.
I really want to go. I'd love to go, but never been.
Yeah, you want to go California?
I don't want to go. I want to stay here.
You want to go California? Soon?
I've got
a... Right, anyway, number 8. 6 times 8 is the multiplication children get wrong, whilst 9 times 12 takes the longest. Ross, what's 9 times 12?
One sec. I'm using my hands. Nice. I'm using my hands. 70.
Oh my God! Come
81.
On. 81. What, Tom, what's 6 times 8?
108! I got it wrong! No! It's not 104, it's 108! I got it wrong!
You fucking plastic.
I can't remember.
I had no idea, I was just screaming. What's 6 times 8, Tom?
6 times 8? Like 42?
Yeah. 48. How, come Ooh. On, 6 times 8?
I was really good at maths at one point. I can't remember the last time I did
at
it.
At one point.
Yeah, when you were 3.
No, I'm
right,
just,
Nottingham
I'm
is Britain's poorest
4
city.
4 years ago
9.
Still.
What is?
Nottingham is actually now Britain's poorest city.
Pikey bastards.
Poorest city.
Aww. My uncle
I thought Nottingham was supposed to be quite nice.
It is. It is quite a nice place. I've been there.
Have you?
It's the poorest city now.
Yeah, it's the poorest city. You can't go there anymore. You're not allowed.
Am I too good for them?
Your class is too high for them now, Tom.
They can't afford to have you there.
So, hey. Yeah, I better tell my uncle. He lives there.
All right, the last one's just so boring, I'm not even going to bother. And,
no, you got to say it now. You got me excited.
No,
I'm excited. I wanted all 10, man. You said 10.
Oh.
It was something like 3 Brazil political leaders have swapped. Something like that.
They're just trading places.
Oh my God, let's talk about that for the next half an hour.
One lost at a poker game and now they're just switching places.
All right, guys, discuss that while I go and answer the door.
You're going to answer the door?
He's going to go answer the door.
Wow, there it is. It's
right.
Professionalism, that. What was it?
Yeah.
3 Brazil leaders swap places.
I don't know. Maybe they play musical chairs or something. I don't give a shit.
Hey, it's a pretty, pretty big news. I still love the...
Don't worry, I can cut this out.
Good.
Hey, no, you're not cutting that out.
When you said switching places, that was actually quite humorous. Well, you mean like switching seats in the government?
Musical chairs.
Yeah. All right. Right.
And Robert, music has stopped.
Right, coming to the next news. This is going to Scotland now. Robert... fucking hell, let me start. Robert the Bruce Battle of Bannockburn, letter discovered. The document was written by Robert the Bruce of Scotland to Edward II of England. Look at that.
Nice.
The letter sent in 1310. So that's pretty cool, yeah. They found it.
Yeah.
It took him a long time.
Stop prosecuting the Scots.
And,
what?
Well,
am I supposed to
care
about
that?
There's
a lot of shit that people really don't need to know on BBC News these days.
Shh, don't tell them our source!
Our source is confidential.
Turkey. Right, Turkey police clash with Istanbul Geyser Park protesters.
Istanbul?
Istanbul?
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Yeah, I said it the second time. I just
Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Right. At least 12 people have been injured after the Turkish police used tear gas and water cannons.
Was also all in Istanbul.
Occupying the park. Yeah, it was in.
Can I just
Istanbul.
Ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
Are you following Anonymous on Twitter?
No, why?
Because they just tweeted that like 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm on BBC News, but... I mean, they've been injured by water cannons.
Wow.
12 people.
Maybe they won't smell anymore.
That's a good
one. Oh my god, now I'm going for racist comments.
That's pretty bad, Ross. Pretty, really bad. Really bad. He's going to hate us.
And, I'm only joking. You will smell beautiful.
News of the day. Syria's Assad warns Israel on airstrikes.
Airstrikes?
No comment.
Well, that's bad news. For
Syria's
the
president, Bashar al-Assad, has warned Israel that it will respond in kind to any future airstrikes.
But there's been some before. That's crazy. Like, it's like so close, but I have no idea what's going on.
Hey, did anyone see the one where the guy was accused of eating the heart of a dead soldier? A dead rebel, wasn't it? Or was it dead? No, dead soldier. A rebel was like eating the heart of a dead soldier.
Ooh, wow. What was that? That was in Syria. That was in Syria.
It was in Syria. Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty messed up.
That is pretty. Over here. That'd
okay,
be,
and that that rounds up the world news for the day.
That was a lot of world news. That was.
That was quite.
That's too much for my brain to handle.
It's all right. We've only been actually speaking for 12 minutes, 13 minutes.
13.
13 yeah, minutes. Wow.
Let's move on to the next part, which is What the Fuck News with Tom.
What the Fuck News? Okay, well...
Yeah, I like What the Fuck News. Well, it's your section. It's Tom's section. Tom's section.
Tom's section.
Yeah, we'll add the little jingle in somewhere. We'll just cut it in.
Okay.
Tom's section.
Tom's section. Okay, well, like... This time, I found something, literally, everything's on America. It's unusual, but it's basically a few laws that are illegal, and well, a few laws that is still, you know, you're not allowed to do in America. Which is my...
They're still illegal. Which no, is I take it they're stupid, then.
They're basically, yeah, they're just ridiculous.
Right, go on.
Like, in Alaska... No, wait, no, not that.
Yeah.
In
did
Missouri,
you know in San Francisco it's illegal to own snow?
You just cover it up and just put it in your fridge. It becomes illegal. Is it because they get it confused with?
No, I don't know if the tour guide was lying, but when I was there, he was saying like because they had this like snow gap. Wait, this is bollocks. How would they've got snow in San Francisco anyway?
they made like a that's probably why it's illegal because they don't know where it came from.
Right, I think the guy was just trolling me. Of now. To be fair, he wasn't the best tour guide. He would relate stuff to South Park, so
he's probably just come over to America and he's just like, how
he goes, anyone see that episode of South Park last night? It was like, what? What is this? Right, anyway, go on.
He's trying to relate. He's trying to relate to you guys. Okay, so basically in Missouri? No, it's Missouri, yeah. It's illegal to drive with an uncaged bear. But the thing is, this makes me think the caged bears are okay. So you can drive around with caged bears, which is not allowed to uncage bears. You know, although that is...
But you can't drive with uncaged bears.
You can't drive. If someone finds you with an uncaged bear in the back of your car, you're going to get arrested. You have a caged bear. It's okay.
It's just reminding me of that scene in The Hangover where you're driving with the tiger.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I brought it up, because I just remember, like, wait a minute. It's fucking hilarious. On this one, in New Jersey, it is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder. So when you're going out to commit those murders, remember not to wear your bulletproof vest.
Which country? Actually, that's reminding me. There's this country that has a law that if you try and commit suicide, punishment can be death.
Oh, shit, I fucked up. Oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Pretty much the reaction that'd be going on in your head.
I know. You'd just be like, I tried to hurt myself. Well, that's not good, mate. That could be punished by death. Oh,
you're
going to
get killed now. Oh, no.
What a shame.
What a shame. Well, oh, dear. Okay, well, there's another one, which is... Oh, where is it? Yeah, in Connecticut, it is illegal to walk across the street on your hands. Like, illegal, like, you know, I thought, like, no, it'd be frowned upon. I think it's frowned upon everywhere, but in Connecticut, it's actually illegal to walk across
this
the street.
This is fucking retarded.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's legal to walk across the street on your hands. But don't worry, Ross, you'll like this one. Just don't go to Arizona.
Oh, God.
Because in Arizona, it's illegal to own more than two dildos.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
It's illegal to own more than two dildos.
You can have two, but if you have three, that's it. You're going to jail, mate.
Do double-ended ones count?
Yeah, it's technically four, but you know it's only two. Cause it's
technically,
only two.
I got four, but it's stuck on one.
So. That got one. Okay. What's another one? Oh, yeah, in Maine, it is illegal to have Christmas decorations up after January the 14th. So the police are basically going to come around your house if you haven't been... If you're not a lazy shit.
To be fair, though, I think they should have their law. There's people I know, like, down the road who leave their Christmas lights up all fucking year.
Yeah, they just...
Wow. Yeah, because they're too lazy to take them down. And even if they do take them down,
well,
it's like
just don't
fucking
ever
September
let them live
time.
In Maine. Just never let them live in Maine. They'll be arrested, and that's it.
Yeah, I like that law. We should have that here.
Should that, see, that's a good one. Yeah, okay, all right. In Ohio, it's illegal to get a fish drunk. I'm surprised that's even a law.
Who the fuck tried
helping,
to get a fish drunk?
You're
and
hurting
went, no,
the
you
animals. You're hurting the 3 second memory fish. Getting them drunk.
Yeah, by making his memory even shorter.
Just imagine a drunk fish just flying around the town. It'd be hilarious. Alright, now this is...
How would he know he was...
Yeah, go on.
How would he know he's drunk?
Exactly! It's like, what the fuck?
Maybe they gave him
so
a breathalyzer.
Right what?
Alright, mate, are you drunk?
Just yeah, actually, swim. How do they? They must take a blood sample, but why the fuck would they even bother?
Exactly, why is it a law? Why are these things laws? And then this is a really what the fuck one, because this one's really, really random. It's like, in Michigan, anyone over the age of 12 may own a handgun as long as he or she has not committed a felony. You don't have much time in your life to commit a felony before the age of 12, do you?
Kids with guns.
Well...
Yeah, Ross. It's a good thing you're not in America.
I'm not saying anything, but...
But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I'm not 10,
so
11,
you could become an
12.
Official bank robber at the age of 12?
Yep.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's only in Michigan, though.
Yeah, but who's going to take you seriously?
I want you to...
Give me the money!
Give me the money!
Your voice hasn't broken yet, mate. Give me all the money and put it in the bag!
Put it in the bag!
Don't fuck with me!
Oh, but remember, if he was also in New Jersey, you'd have to wear that bulletproof vest. No, he's not allowed to.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot that. Totally
so he has to... He can't have that if he's taken the gun from Michigan and then gone to New Jersey.
Imagine if you shot the guy who wasn't wearing the bulletproof vest, though, and then you're like, damn, I've killed him. I wish I was wearing the bulletproof vest.
Oh, no. All right, and I think that's it from me. I've got, like, a few more, but the others aren't as good.
No, that's cool. Right, now we go down to review time, guys. Don't worry, we're going to get all the news in, so we're going with Ross for countdown of games, movies, and
this is the part where I music. Go, what the fuck? Because... I bet you it's all terrible. All
right, so yeah, because
what are we starting with, Ross?
Some of these games are pretty
What are we starting on?
Well, we're going to start with the game charts.
All right, go on.
Well, to begin with. And number one...
No, start with number 10. You do a countdown.
Start number 10. I'm going to start with number one.
No, you start with 10 and you count down.
Nah, I'm going to start with number 1.
Don't start with number 1.
I'm going to start with number 10.
You're breaking the system. You're going to make me and Tom cry.
Okay, number 10 is Gears of War.
You break the rules.
Terrible. No.
Terrible.
What was that?
Let's review this honestly, right? Gears of War, if you haven't played it...
Oh, no, no. The first three are great. Like, they
are.
Yeah. But then the fourth was a little bit too much.
And then this judgment... Yeah, this judgment was milking it.
They've taken it by the teeth and they've milked it dry.
Because the other ones are, like, they're unique. And then I hate it when they build games that Halo did this. Halo did Halo 1, 2, 3, which are amazing. Halo Reach and all these other ones... And
stuff like Halo Wars.
And Wars. No, I quite like Wars. Let's not blame Wars too. Wars is different though. Wars is strategy. But the other one's like even Halo 4 was nowhere near as good as any of the others. But with this one, yeah, they're just trying to milk it. Judgment. I've seen reviews and they've been good, but they haven't been as good as the previous one.
Okay, then moving on now. At number 9, I haven't actually played this yet, but it's Luigi's Mansion 2
Dark. Fuck me. I'm pretty sure that's only got in the charts because it's just
come out. I can probably think of a few games. I'm just hoping that like, there's like 20 games that I would rate better than that, but, you know, we've only got 8 more spaces. So, this is all...
Luigi's Mansion 2. I like 2 as well.
Well, the first one was okay. Like, it wasn't a bad game. I'm just not a big fan of it.
Have you played it?
Yeah, I played it.
What's it on? What console?
It's on... Oh, I think I played it on the GameCube.
No. I think you've got the wrong fucking game.
No. I think I have the right one. I have my GameCube with me here. I'm going to actually go check on it. Just a second.
Okay, if you didn't know, the...
Dropping everything as I
thought it was on the Nintendo. Was it? It's on the Nintendo
3DS.
Right, that sounds more like it.
Yeah.
Maybe the original. Right. Maybe the original's like 10 years old though.
So I was just shuffling around.
Should we have to be older?
I am actually. Yeah, like no, I've got it here. Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube.
Oh my god! Oh, it must be like 15 years old.
What?
It must be about 15 years
I'm
old.
Not even
Luigi's won a mansion. The bad news is that it's crawling with ghosts, and Mario seems to be trapped inside.
Oh, what would you review it when you were playing it about 5-6 years old?
I don't know, it's covered in dust.
Alright, let's just go on to the next one, Camaros.
Alright, let's move. Alright, this one, number 8, is a bit of a shock. I thought it would do a bit better, but it's Bioshock Infinite.
No, that would have been number 1. It's just coming down, I reckon.
Well, it was really? It was a fantastic game. I really loved the
it
story.
It was fantastic.
The gameplay...
I would say... Yeah, the gameplay's a bit repetitive.
It's very samey.
Definitely. Yeah.
Personally.
If you're into story...
But don't like, actually do any spoilers.
The actual best times... The best times on the game are actually when you're not actually fighting. It's when you're just walking around, like, exploring the interactive environment.
I couldn't agree more with that. That's actually hit the nail on the head there.
Quite an immersive world.
Yeah, it is a really immersive world.
All right, then. That's nothing but good thoughts about that.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Alright, number 7. Number 7 now.
It's going to be Luigi's Mansion
Injustice. 3. No, it's not
Luigi's Mansion 3.
It's better than Bioshock Infinite. Okay, go on.
Number 7 is Injustice Gods Among Us. I don't know what
I've never played
Injustice
that game.
Injustice Gods Among Us. I know what Injustice is. But this must be a new one.
A bit of background information on that. Okay.
It's a DC game, I believe.
It's
one of those fighting.
It's
ones.
Like a hack and.
Oh no!
It's a Batman. It's got Batman. It's got fighting. Oh, I hate these games. I've never been good at these kind of games.
It's got Flash.
A lot of people like them. Woman. I'm not too into them myself either.
No.
Anyway, let's move on from that.
I think straight away.
We can't
move.
Review that one.
Yeah, let's just swiftly move on from that one. Number 6 is Persona 4 Arena.
Isn't that like the same thing? we've changed from kind of the Batman and the whole thingy, and now we've gone to fucking.
Yeah, it's
where's
an
anime game, Ross?
Game.
Oh, Persona!
Oh yeah, Persona.
No, it's I like.
It's only got a 7 out of 10 review.
Only
so, once
that's
again,
pretty high.
Yeah, it must be on the right. It must be on the right fighting game, I suppose.
I'm sure it's good, but I've never obviously, you know, none of us really like fighting games.
Yeah.
No. Number 5 is Metro Last Light.
Oh, I really
my god,
play
I played the first couple of levels of this. Right.
Have you played
it? Yeah, I played the first two levels currently.
What did you say?
It is amazing, right? The graphics are outstanding. Like, if you've played the first one, disregard it. Although the story continues, you don't need to know it. And the first one I thought was good, but it wasn't like... It wasn't amazing, do you know what I mean? It was just a good game. But this one, they've really gone for it. It was really good. However, they have put graphics over gameplay. Which is
so the gameplay is not
because,
great. Oh,
no. Well, the combat, when you get into fighting, it's a bit like...
Is it kind of similar to Bioshock in the fact that it's very samey?
No. Sort of. It's hard to explain.
Have they done a Crysis 3?
But
where they've...
if you want visual appeal and you want immersive world like Infinity, where you the more fun it is when you're actually not shooting stuff, then this is a game for you. But I'd say Infinity's better. If you had to pick out the two, which one you would buy, go and buy Bioshock.
Yeah. Bioshock's a lot more colourful as well.
7.5 to 8 out of 10 I'd give Metro Last Light. Bioshock's a 9.
I'd probably give it a bit more than that. But Metro, but
maybe
it.
A bit more.
I don't know, I haven't played it, so...
Alright, go on, Moss.
Alright, number 4 is Resident Evil Revelations.
I'm not... Is that even out?
This is the remake.
I believe it was
released
on another console.
It's the remake of the original one. Yeah. I know that, but I...
The second one was my favourite.
I never really got into the Resident Evil series. I just dialed the time, it got on my tits.
I started with number 4, so...
I thought number 5 was pretty good. Like, people, like, really slammed on that game. But I thought actually 5 was
Did they?
Yeah, people really don't like 5.
Oh, I thought 5 was meant to be, like, the best one. Because then they slammed the
people
shit...
People love it more
these
than
new
6.
Ones, yeah, these new ones they're releasing, they're really slamming the shit out of.
Is
Like, well, Resident Evil 6 and Raccoon City and all this crap. Getting like 4 out of 5.
Well, Raccoon City wasn't made by the same people, but it was a bit.
Was it not?
it was a good game. It was a good game, but.
It wasn't too bad, yeah. Alright, number 3 is.
He's laughing already. It's going to be something fucking stupid.
Luigi's Mansion 3!
Oh, fuck me.
Donkey Kong Country Returns in 3D.
Is this because there's a lot of casual players these days?
I don't know. I just think it's a load of...
I don't know. I feel like I'm becoming a casual player at the moment. I just... Like, playing all these casual games are a lot more fun sometimes.
Get off this podcast.
Sorry, I'm not a hardcore
gamer.
Get off!
We are totally leet, innit?
Totally
leet,
yeah.
No, to be fair, I do have a couple of casual, but I'm... I suppose if you're on, like, a plane flight... I guess if a lot of people go on a holiday, you sort of buy it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's
around the pole and that.
No, definitely.
But to be fair, I wouldn't really be seen dead playing a 3DS or whatever it's on, but I'm assuming it's something like that. Right, anyway, let's go to the next one.
Because none of us have played this game.
Yeah.
Number 2
is,
I don't think any of us have played this either, it's Fuse.
Fuse.
From what I can gather from it, it's a 4-player co-op game, and you just fight enemies. That's it.
Oh, wait, no, that one looked quite interesting. That.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, I have heard about this, actually.
I saw a trailer for it, like, last E3, I think, but I don't think it was confused back then. Oh, but if you look at the pictures for it, you do fight a giant, like, man.
Oh, good one, Tom. Look at the pictures, podcast.
Alright, so it's
I'm saying for people if they're watching.
Right. It's by EA.
Right.
It's by EA, yeah. It's been given 2 stars out of 5 currently.
Yeah,
EA these days are producing
it's number 2 on the charts.
They're publishing a lot of shit these days.
It might be a good game. It did look interesting.
We don't know. Might give it a bash.
give it a little firm
bash.
Right, come on, what's number 1?
Alright, number 1, are you all ready?
Have we played it, Ross?
We have not played it.
Oh, fuck me, go on.
And if it's anything to go by the first one I thought was absolutely terrible, it's Grid 2.
Oh, no, that's apparently really good. Like, my mates played that.
No, yeah, IGN's given it 8 out of 10. And GamerSpot's given it 8.5.
People are actually calling it Game of the Week and stuff, so I mean, like, it seems like it's a very good game for what it is. Or just all the other games this week are really shit.
I think it's only got
number one, first of all, because it's just been released. And second, because, yeah, all the rest. Apart from Bioshock and Metro Last Light have been out a while, so apart from that, all of the others are just They're only in there because they've just been released. I can't say anything for Grid 2, but apparently a lot of people like it, Ross.
See, the problem is I don't like track racing games, because I grew up on the Need for Speed.
It's not track racing.
Yeah, it is Grid 2, isn't it?
Grid 2 is a track racing game.
You go around city.
That's what I said. Oh. Yeah, Grid 2 is track racing.
Oh, right, yeah, no, I get what you mean.
I'm thinking Need for Speed, because I grew up
I like track racing, though.
So. I like the Burnout series.
Oh, no.
Burnout was fantastic.
Midnight Club LA. Yeah.
I've played that.
That's by Rockstar, Ross.
Speaking of it's so racing good. Games, has anyone played Juice?
Yeah, no.
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 Apparently my mate likes it, though. He liked the second one.
Yeah.
There you go, then.
Mentioning it about 5 years ago.
There you go.
Right, anyway. Now that's the gaming done. We're going to move on to the official chart of music now.
All right, well, might as well just count these down, because I don't think we can review them. Can't review music. All right, go on, listen
now. It's just everyone's particular taste, 10. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 10 is Armin van Buuren.
Wait, is this the weekly?
Yeah, this is the weekly one.
All right, so this is the weekly charts, okay.
Yeah.
Because the charts will actually be done tomorrow.
Yeah, but...
This is for this past
just carry on. This is fine. This is Wednesday, yeah. This is Wednesday chart.
Yeah, this is the 29th of... Oh, no. This is of... Actually, according to the 29th of May. So this is actually quite out by 3 days.
No, it's not. It's the Wednesday chart.
Yeah, which was the 29th.
They do a weekly chart. You get the Sunday and the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right, just read off the Wednesday chart. It's fine.
All right, here we go. Look, right. Number 10 is Armin van Buuren. This is what it feels like, featuring Trevor Guthrie. That's all I can say. So, never heard it. Number 9 is 2 Chainz, We Own It, Fast and Furious, featuring Wiz Khalifa.
The official soundtrack.
Is the for Fast and Furious 6.
I haven't seen Fast and Furious 6
it.
Yet.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No, neither have I.
Number 8 is Rudimental, Waiting All Night, featuring Ella I.
Ella
I. Pronounce that last name.
I like Waiting All Night.
Alright, number 7 is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Can't Hold Us. No one heard that.
I have, but
we're just letting you go through them.
Like, to be fair, right. I wasn't overly too keen on Thrift Shop. I didn't think it was too amazing.
You can go hide in a dark corner for a podcast. Number 6 is Ollie Murs, Dear Darling.
Dear Darling. This is country West album.
Yeah, he's going down that road. number 5 is Passenger, Let Her Go.
Yeah, I don't mind that. It's a bit
I like Passenger.
Chilled music.
I haven't heard the song, though, I don't think.
You haven't heard Let Her Go? Yeah. You probably have. It's been on the radio so much these days.
Well, there you go. I probably have.
Anyway, number 4 is Jesse J, Big Sean, and Dizzy Rascal, Wild.
Haven't heard it. It's not even a play button on the site to play it.
No, I don't think it's even worth playing.
It's a wild.
It's got to be if it's number 4.
Now, the next one, however, is worth pressing that play button, because it is number 3, Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Yeah.
Featuring.
Now, this has been played.
And if you haven't yet, buy the album.
Featuring Pharrell Williams. Yeah.
Buy the album or find other memes of getting the album, because Random Access Memory is so good.
Right. Number 2 is Ollie's favourite song.
Yeah.
Naughty Boy, La La La, featuring Sam
Smith. It's actually quite a good song. I've heard it and I like it.
I like all Sam Smith songs.
It is catchy.
If you've heard like Latch, Lay Me Down, all music like that, Sam Smith is so good. And Naughty Boy, I did like Wonder with Emily Sandé, the one you did before it. So, yeah, good song.
I don't really like Emily Sandé, so...
Well, there you go, then. Like,
she only sings.
Anyway, number 1 is Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, featuring T.I. and Pharrell.
Well, Pharrell's in it from Daft Punk, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, Pharrell and Williams really again. Sure. Who's T.I.?
But, I don't know.
I really don't.
So many gangster names these days, I tell you.
Whoa! It could just be...
You're crossing a very dangerous line there. Alright. I think that's enough of the...
Yeah, it probably is.
Right, now, the last bit is the, of course, the top movies.
Oh, yeah.
Top movies?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Right. We're going to start at number 5. I'm joking. We're going to start at number 10,
yep.
Obviously. Number 10 is Oblivion.
Okay.
We have Tom Cruise.
Now, this.
Yeah,
yeah,
Tom
this
Cruise.
Has got quite good reviews, to be honest.
No. Well, let's not go too far. It's Tom Cruise in a fantasy. Everything, the colour palette is basically just blue, white.
And they're a bit of grey.
There are a lot of lens
It's flare. Blue, white, and black, basically. It's all just overtoned. Morgan Freeman in it is Morgan Freeman. Everyone likes Morgan Freeman. Gains a freckle every
can't
time
go
he
wrong,
does something
then.
Good.
I think it's going to be a good movie.
No. It's probably, after listening to Commode give it a little review, I haven't personally seen it, but it's probably about a 6.5, I reckon. Apparently the twist is pretty obvious.
Oh shit, that's a shame.
Spoiler alerts.
There is a twist
said
in
it.
Wow.
Yeah, but if you actually watch the trailer, you've seen the whole film, because you know the twist. That's how bad the trailer was made.
Oh dear, that's not
right.
Good.
Anyway,
so
moving on from that.
Let's say
it's
number 9.
It's about a 6 out of 10.
Luigi's Mansion 2?
Anyway.
Luigi's Mansion 2, yeah. Right, go on.
No, number 9 is The Croods.
That was, as an animator, it's a very good animated film.
Yeah, apparently it did quite, apparently a lot of people slated it, but it did, apparently it's really good, I heard.
To be honest, I haven't seen it, so.
I also haven't seen it.
I can't say much.
No, I there.
Wait, hang on, you just said it was really well animated.
No, I have seen it, but I haven't seen it recently, so, I mean, I saw it when it first came out.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite good.
Yeah.
I can't remember the story.
It's a good kids film.
Terrible memory.
You can't remember the story.
Yeah.
All right. Number 8 is 42.
Haven't seen it. Is that the one with Harrison Ford?
42.
No, that's. Is it movie?
That's movie 43.
That went out the charts in a week.
No,
hopefully.
That movie was hilarious.
What movie?
Movie 43 was the funniest film.
It's the worst film ever made.
It had Hugh Jackman with balls on his neck.
In the bottom 220, about in the bottom 250 films IMDb do, it should be number 1. It's the worst film ever made.
Okay, well, in all honesty, I was slightly high and I watched the movie and I couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest movie I've ever seen. Because it was so bad.
Just disregard what Tom says. It's total shit. Do not see it.
Do not go to the cinema to see it.
Don't even rent it. It is utter shit. After about 40 minutes, you will be cringing so much. It's ridiculous. Anyway, moving on to 42. 42 tells the life story of Jackie Robinson and the history-making signing of the Brooklyn Dodgers. All right?
It's
Harrison
a sports
Ford.
Documentary,
apparently,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it has Harrison Ford in it.
Wait, it's not a documentary.
Yeah, it is.
It's a biography.
Biographical
sports like
film.
It's not a documentary. Is when they actually record them doing it. It's not. It's a remake.
Okay. But anyway, so it's a remake.
Harrison Ford starring as Branch Rickey, the Brooklyn manager. But apparently, it is rather good, and it's got a 7.6 rating. However, it's only come out, so it will probably go down a little.
Actually, no. It says here it's been on the. It's been out for 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's not that long.
It's pretty long.
But we haven't seen it, so we can't really give that a review.
No.
All right.
Anyway, number 7. I'll be honest with you. It's called Mud.
Mud. Apparently, I don't know. Yeah. It's done really well because it's Matthew McConaughey, who previously.
Plays the same character.
Everyone thought he was in shit films, but now he seems to be in nothing but good films. But he plays, I can't remember. It's like about two teenage boys who encounter a fugitive and they've got to like help him. It's done really well. It's got 7.9.
It's got 98 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes give it
two
a
teenage boys encounter a fugitive and form a pact with him to help him with aid bounty hunters on the trail and reunite him with his true love.
Yeah, apparently though they were saying women have been really criticising it. Apparently it's a, I don't know.
Quite a sexist film then, I guess.
Maybe. I may be completely off. This is only what I've heard because I haven't seen it. But
right.
Yeah, I'm gonna give that a watch. I didn't realise it had such a high rating.
Right, let's go.
Yeah. Number 6 is The Great Gatsby. I'm not sure what that is. I'm reading up.
The Great Gatsby. Jesus Christ. Right, anyway, it's based off a book. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Playing one of the parts.
Oh, God.
What's his name? Spider-Man guy.
Oh, that's the one. The Spider-Man who is terrible. The new one is so much better. Andrew Garfield.
Number three doesn't...
But I really like Spider-Man too.
Yeah, I thought Tobey Maguire done a really good job.
I really, really didn't like the guy. I just don't like him.
What?
I think the new Andrew something over his name. Garfield is so much better.
I don't know. Garfield. I did like Spider-Man 2 with Dr. Rock.
But do you not agree that the new ones are better? Well, the new one.
I haven't seen the new ones.
I don't like the universe space stuff.
Well, you're sort of stupid.
No, I don't like the whole webcast.
Anyway, it's fair also enough. The other star in it is oh god, what's her name? Oh bloody
hell! In Great Gatsby?
She was a British actor. She started off really low. She was in My Boy Jack. That's where.
Kate Winslet.
No.
Was she in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Wait, what are we talking about here?
Emma Watson.
No, it's not fucking Emma Watson. I forgot her name. Oh, it's Kerry Mulligan, is it? Yeah, Kerry Mulligan.
Joel Egerton.
So she is.
Anyway, it's a Midwestern war veteran finds himself drawn to the past and lifestyle of his millionaire neighbour. Now, if you've seen the trailer, you'll know it's been given a really brand new soundtrack, even though it's in like the 1920s. Like the soundtrack's like Beyonce. The soundtrack's rather good.
That's a bit silly, isn't it, really?
Well, no, but I think they've tried to make it really stylized. If you watch the film, apparently you don't really watch it for its story, you watch it for the visual appeal. Like it's like a version of as Komodo says, it's like a version of Gatsby that's it's different to the original. It's rather, you guys have no idea what I'm fucking talking about, but people who know about films will get one. But it's like a really stylized version. Apparently, it's similar to the book, but it's like a version of the book. It's a version of the book. It's not like the book. If you get it,
yeah. So no, I mean, I know what book. You mean.
No, it will still follow it in parts, but apparently it goes off.
I get what you mean. Like a whatever.
Yeah, it's meant to be okay. It's meant to be good. Yeah, not great, but good.
All right, number five. I think it should be higher, but it's not for some reason. Is Iron Man 3? Now, what do you two think of this? Of Iron
I'll
Man 3?
I'll let Tom go first.
I thought it was quite a good film.
I've not actually seen it. I feel like a terrible
come
person.
Come on.
But,
right, so it's basically Tony Stark. You've seen the first two, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the first two.
Tony Stark encounters a new terrorist called the Mandarin. And he starts to... The Mandarin sort of fucks him up, and the whole story is about him coming back. It's basically him starting from scratch again. You know, like in the first one where he gets put in the cavern, he's got to make the Iron Man suit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like that. It's basically essentially the same story apart from a new villain. I did watch a funny thing on YouTube where, Tom, you won't get this, but they said like Iron Man 3 has the same story as the Incredibles by Disney.
Yes, really? I saw that as well, and I was just like
because right, think about it. It's about a superpower guy, gets captured. The evil villain is a guy who was. Like bullied by them in the past, who now has become evil.
Right, yeah,
and the main character in The Incredibles has a black friend who has the other power, like Mr. Freeze and he has the American Patriot.
Now. Isn't it?
Yeah,
no, it's
the
Iron
Patriot.
Patriot.
That's it. As
he's called War Machine, I thought.
No, he's called the Iron Patriot.
Yeah, see?
If you've
it's
watched
pretty
the film.
Close.
Played by Don Cheadle.
Anyway, the film itself is... Yeah, it's
played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
If you like the way... Oh, what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. portrays himself. Because he seems to like playing Iron Man. A lot.
Apparently he does.
Bollocks. Yeah, but he enjoys the persona. He must do.
Well, you would.
Yeah, you would.
You were.
And anyway, so basically, it's got Guy Pearce in it who's... He's alright. He's been in loads of shit, Guy Pearce, though.
No, he has recently. But he's getting better.
He's been in, like... He's either in really shit films or really good ones. So this, for him, is, like, an okay. Because LA Confidential's amazing, if you haven't seen it. with Guy Pearce, but this one did alright. I'd give it probably about a 7 or an 8 out of 10. So yeah, it's
right.
It's,
yeah, I think we dwelled a little too much on Iron Man 3 now.
It's good, and no, the Mandarin
twist.
We could
talk about it for ages, but
yeah,
go on.
The Mandarin twist. The wait till you see it. If you haven't seen the film yet, wait till you see the Mandarin. And people who are slating the Mandarin, fuck you, because I thought it was really good. And
I thought he was really good. And
yeah,
please
no, to
don't
be
take
fair,
my lollipops anymore.
The twist is hilarious. It's really
twist,
well
yeah,
written. Right? I don't give a shit if it doesn't stick to the comics. This isn't the fucking comic book, right? And Guy Pearson.
Whoa! Right? Calm down.
And there's still a bit like people are like, oh yeah, but you lost the villain, and it's like, well, wait a minute, this guy, other people in the film are villains, right? Can't say anything else because it's spoiler.
Because Tom hasn't seen it.
I know
there's like twists and
a
stuff.
Lot of people
I mean, there
say
is,
yeah,
there it, is always it, twists in new movies.
There's always twists, yeah. But apparently it goes on too long is the only con. Apparently the fight scene at the end is a bit dragged. But I enjoyed it. I didn't think it did.
Yeah.
And a lot of people complain about 3D, but I enjoyed the 3D. Yeah, it's a good family watch.
I don't know. 3D kind of give me a little bit of a headache. All right,
go on. Next
one. When you sit so close that it... Okay. Horrible in cinema. All right, go on. What's the next one?
Right. Number 4 is Epic.
Avatar animated.
Apparently, this is really shit. Right, like...
No, I've... Really? Again, I've heard good things about Epic.
No, I was listening to reviews about this film. Apparently, it is like...
is it just another bunch of bullcrap spewed out by Disney?
Yeah, Disney sort of stopped doing their classic decent films. Sony seems to be taking over now with like How to Train Your Dragon and stuff.
Oh, that was
yeah,
a
that's
good
what
film.
I mean.
It's one of my favorite animated films. Actually, it probably is.
Actually, no, that's bollocks. They're still classics. Toy Story 3 was just as good. Toy Story is like one of the greatest.
Yeah, my favorite greatest animated film has to be Toy Story.
Yeah, Toy Story is like
for
one
nostalgia
of the
reasons. Yes,
ever made.
For nostalgia reasons. Yeah.
What about
How to Train Dragon? Is my
Iron
favorite.
Giant was good.
Iron Giant is a very old good film. I love that one. Oh, there's so many
anyway.
That I like.
So yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move
it.
On. Otherwise, we'll start
yeah,
talking
epic.
About.
Apparently, not that. Not all that. All
right.
Don't go waste your money. Epic. Don't go waste your money and go to cinema to see it.
Wait for it to all command DVD.
Number three is Star Trek Into Darkness. And someone has got their phone on.
What? What?
To be fair, I had to go and open the fucking door, so...
You did. What's number three?
Oh, yeah.
I'm the only good one here. I mean, it's...
Number three is Star Trek Into Darkness.
I haven't seen it yet, but apparently...
Seen
it's
it.
It's
fantastic
be
movie. Best movie.
Is Benedict Cumberbatch, like, really good as the villain?
He is fantastic. Have like seeing him as Sherlock, he was a bit, you know, he's fantastic in that. But seeing him in this as a villain is the best thing ever.
Does he
now,
play
I'm gonna
a
answer
good
this
villain,
call, man. So I'm gonna be back in it. He plays a fantastic villain.
Wait, you're fucking off. No. Just no, cancel
I'm
the call.
What? Cancel it.
I'll be back in a sec.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Right. Anyway, carrying on. It's got an 8.3.
Yeah, just leave him out of this.
Apparently, it's very
number two.
No, we're still on. We got to stay on this, right? Apparently, it's very generic. However, it follows a very simplistic storyline. It's like evil villain, good guys fight each other. I don't know the actual story. I haven't seen it, but apparently, it's very generic. But it's got a 7. It's got an 8.3 currently. And I do like.
I hope have they turned the lens flare down, like their lens flare generator.
Or J.J. Abrams like putting lens.
Oh my god! It's like
if you
the first
oh
one,
god.
You're just like.
Actually, to anyone listening, if you haven't seen the Pistol Shrimps, right? If you go on YouTube and search Pistol Shrimps Titanic, right? They do like this copy of what Titanic would have looked like if different directors had done it. And the J.J. Abrams is hilarious. They're like, everyone's falling off the boat and turn into lens flares when they're falling off. And then Michael Bay, yeah, they do like this Michael Bay one, and it's fucking hilarious. Like pots, yeah, fall onto the floor when the ship's turning, right? And when the pots hit the floor, they all blow up. And people are like jumping out the boat, and when they hit the water, they explode.
They explode, yeah. All right, you see where this is going.
It's fucking hilarious.
Oh no! Right, number two is The Hangover Part 3.
If you like,
I haven't seen The Hangover series.
I know, I was shocked by that.
It's better than... Oh, I don't know.
Is it better than two?
I'd say...
Are they all on equal footing?
The first one's great. The first one, a lot of people slated it. No, the first one is really enjoyable. The second
one
and the new one, The Hangover Part 3. So the second one and the new one are only okay films. However, if you go to the cinema with a group of mates... And you really like Mr. Chow's character. Mr. Chow is the highlight of Hangover 3. Actually, it's the highlight of all the fucking films, right? Because Ken Jeong, who plays him, Yeah, I think so. He is fucking hilarious. Like, in some of the scenes, like when he goes... scene in Hangover like Part 2 where he goes, "Nigger, please!" Fuck me. It cracks me up every time, right? And there's a set...
Apparently it was really bad.
Yeah, it's not amazing. It's only...
Rotten Tomato literally gave it 21%.
It's a film you have to go and see with your... It's a film you have to go and see with your mates if you're going to find it funny. And you have to find immature comedy funny. Like, I found... To be fair, the cinema cracked up at least more than 10 times when I went to see it. Right? So, it is a funny film, but you just have to be with the right people to see it. But Ken Jeong really makes it. If he wasn't in it, the film would be really shit.
All yeah, right. It is Ken Jeong.
Moving on now, swiftly.
All right, the next one.
Number one is Fast and Furious.
Haven't seen it. Apparently, it's actually surprisingly, even though when I saw the trailer of it, I thought, "Oh God, not another one." Because five.
Yeah.
I saw five.
Was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was alright.
Apparently, it's really good.
Yeah, but apparently this new one. Yeah. Has done really well, but they always do well because they're just simple action films with cars.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't pay to see it in the cinema, but I will definitely buy it on DVD.
It's like a fun film. You know, you're gonna get a decent action,
action thriller.
It's not too bad actors. I mean, Dwayne Johnson, I'm not too keen on, but I like Paul Walker and Vin Diesel.
What did you say about Dwayne Johnson?
Not too keen on him.
No, you dead.
But I like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, so that's alright.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
And apparently they fitted it in quite well. You know, they did Tokyo Drift, but it was never part of the series. It was like this one-off. Yeah. Apparently Fast and Furious 6 is like Fast and Furious 4. Apparently, because I was chatting to a friend at work and he was saying like they've interlocked them. So it becomes like a whole series and they work together. It's how they got the whole story to work, apparently. So apparently it's not really intelligent, it's just a fun action film.
It got the guy from Tokyo Drift in it?
I don't know. You have to go and see the film.
You should know. Alright, I'll go see it.
Right. All right. So that's the end of the roundup.
That
so let's go to... Ross, you got a discussion for the week?
A discussion for the week?
Yeah.
Discussion? Wow.
Wait, Tom, did you get the interesting fact?
He's done that.
Right, did you get the discussion of the week?
Well, the discussion.
Right, anyway, it's fine because I've got the interesting facts. So let's do a couple of
I've got a newspaper reading that was quite funny from North Devon.
Right, go on then.
You know, the drunk man that was who torched a peanut bag and made love to an ambulance.
It's like the one I was saying to Ross with the guy who made love with the door was in the news recently. He got arrested because he was just having sex with his door through the
post. He tried to break in. I mean, he tried to get into his door, but he'd left his keys or something. And in reaction to that, he decided to bang his door. I think that was his reasoning behind it. I was angry, so I raped my door.
Oh my God.
I don't think the door consented, so, you know.
That's ridiculous.
It's an underage door and everything, I think.
You know. It's an underage door. Okay, so let's go on to the interesting fact of the week. So let's just randomly pick one. All right, let's go with this one because I saw the name Pulp Fiction. Oh, I already knew this one, actually. All the clocks in the movie Pulp Fiction are stuck on 420.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I did not know that. That's actually kind of cool. That is...
Well, in fact, actually, sticking to Pulp Fiction, I got another fact for you about that.
All right.
The the passage Samuel L. Jackson repeats isn't actually in the Bible.
It's a made up passage.
It's completely made up.
Well, I kind of expected that, but that is kind of nice to know that it isn't actually true, I guess.
Right, let's go for the next one. Someone say stop.
Stop.
All right.
Stop.
No word in the English. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, right. Dreamt is the only English word that ends in the letters MT. Well, that's boring. All 50 states are listed across the top of Lincoln Memorial on the back of a $5 bill. Are they? All 50 states are on the back of a $5 bill.
Wow.
Really?
That's quite impressive.
Really? Really? Really?
Really? I'm so surprised.
You're not joking with me right now?
You joking with me?
Los Angeles full name is I don't care. Right. Anyway, I think that rounds up the news for the week.
Rounds it up.
So now let's just go on to how your week's been. So Ross, what have you been up to?
My week's been. It's been rolling into one, to be
honest. Have you been doing anything?
Well,
this
I haven't
week?
Been a bit of revision, bit of
So nothing TV. Interesting, Ross.
Not
nothing.
Well, I haven't been to sleep in 24 hours.
Did you not
go
to sleep last
night? So while...
Fuck, no. We were up till like... I was up till like 5 playing XCOM.
Well,
it's
a
good game. I was
inside watching Russell Howard's Good News.
Well, that's...
So I got stuck watching comedy and...
I do like
and
Russell
Howard. And
that was it. Might as well not go to bed.
At least there wasn't anime this time.
Yeah, that was it. I just couldn't...
How about...
Oh, no, I did
watch
anime.
What you been up to?
Do not get me wrong there.
Well, over this week, it's pretty much been working on making an animated film, which is kind of cool, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you've been working with the guys. How's that going?
I've been working with some course mates, working on a film, starting a new film, got some good ideas coming through. It's actually almost finished. We've got one more week on it. And then it's going to be released to the BFI.
Is that actually?
Everyone who goes to BFI who gets to see it, yeah, it is. It's going to show the BFI.
Is this your actual uni project, or is this?
It's not my personal one, but it's one I'm working on.
That's cool.
With like six others, I think we've been working on it. I did a fair bit of the animation for it. It's kind of fun. It's good.
And I reckon that's where we're in the podcast today. We'll come up with some, hopefully, some new content next week. Try and get it a little bit longer because we want to try and keep
it refreshing.
About an hour,
I guess we could talk about games for a bit. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We're on 59 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yeah, we're on 59 minutes.
44.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to hit that. We're going to hit the hour.
Drag this out. Drag it out.
Just got to drag it out.
Yeah, we've got to wait. To drag.
10.
So,
9, 8.
Yeah.
Come 7, see my film at the BFI, 6, I guess.
5.
It's
going to
be great.
4, 3, 2.
That's it, score.
1.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.